So welcome along to this interview with Simon Beck from Carehome Marketing Expert. And I'm delighted to welcome today Adam Sibley, who's written an excellent book called Unbreakable Bond about his experiences with his mum with early onset dementia. So welcome today, Adam. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you, Simon?
I'm good, thanks. Good. Very glad to have you on board.
Very happy to
do this interview. So let's start with then. Can you tell me a little bit about the book? Give us a brief synopsis and tell me how you came to write it.
Okay, the book is about my experiences in caring for my mum who had early onset dementia, like you say. She was diagnosed at the age of 51 and sadly passed at the age of 54. But the book that I've written is crammed full of what we learnt over our times, practical advice, emotional support and comfort for anybody that might be going through a similar situation, caring for a loved one with dementia. It's a lot of my personal thoughts and feelings and emotions that went into the book. And the reason that I decided to write it was because before my mum got early onset dementia, she was all about helping other people. And she always put other people first. And before she passed away, I made a promise to her that I would write a book on our experiences so that her story could hopefully go on and help other people in the future, to give her a legacy of her life and try and help other people that were going through a similar situation. Because when dementia took hold of her life, she wasn't able to help people as she used to be able to. So even now that she's passed away, hopefully for years to come through this book, she'll be able to help more and more people.
Good stuff. And how long, as a matter of interest, did it take you to write it?
I started writing a couple of weeks after my mum passed, and it took me nearly a year to write it, and then another 6 months of proofreading, editing, going backwards and forwards with various people before we came to the final product, which we released this year.
Was it a hard thing to write? Had you done any experience of writing before you started this?
I've penned a couple of other books, but this was my hardest to date, to try and get everything down as my mum would have wanted and try and relive all the experiences that we had. It started off as a hard process, but when I got going with it, it turned into quite a therapeutic, quite a cathartic process, going back through the experiences and the good times as well as the bad times with life with my mum.
Of happy memories, I suppose, as well as you say, some sad ones.
Exactly. My mum tried to live life to the best, and even with dementia, we were determined to give my mum the best life that we possibly could. So we did try and make sure we packed in as many good memories, especially into her final years, as we could.
Excellent. So why do you feel it's particularly important to share your story then?
I think that there are a lot of experts out there in the care industry that have great things to say to help people that are going through a similar situation. But I think a lot of people that are caring for family members or friends or for loved ones have a lot of information and experience, which is just as vital, and that it would be helpful for them to share. Now, not everybody is confident or comfortable sharing their story, and I totally understand that. And not everybody has the platform or the ability to do so. But because I felt led that I had the capability of doing it, and I'm an okay writer, I think I'm half decent, I thought that this was something that I could do, not just for my mum, but for carers out there, because I think there are a lot of carers who aren't getting paid, who are doing a great job and who are experts, and their stories could help other people. So if by me sharing my story, I could help others, encourage others to share theirs, then that'd be another benefit to the book if that was to happen.
Okay, can I ask you about when your mum was first diagnosed with dementia? Did you find it difficult yourself at that point to find information about it?
Luckily, because I'm quite internet savvy, I was on Google searching for lots of information, but I found the opposite, that I found as a bit of an overload of information, and I remember going to a doctor's about it and getting given 6 or 7 leaflets, sending me in 6 or 7 different places, because dementia, as well as being a terrible illness, is a big industry, and there's lots of people out there who are wanting to help and advise, and it's just trying to find the right path for you in amongst everybody else that's trying to help you or get your attention.
As you say, it is a big industry, and there are actually a lot of books, as you mentioned, available that relate to the subject of dementia. So what do you think is particularly different about your story?
that I think that my mum was quite unique that gained dementia so young. I know that it's becoming sadly more prevalent in younger people, but at age 51 to be diagnosed early onset dementia was a young age, and I was a young carer. I was in my late 20s when my mum got diagnosed. So it's a story of balancing life. I worked full time as well as living and caring for my mum, trying to balance family life. And there's lots of different facets which I thought weren't broached or touched upon in other books that I had read previously or read during the time whilst I was writing the book. That it's, as well as that, like I said, it's filled more of the emotional side and dealing with the emotional issues of loss, of feeling isolated, of feeling angry, and all these things you go through. And the book is hopefully will help people process a lot of their emotions, thoughts and feelings that are very common in people that are affected by dementia when somebody in their family gets it. So that's what I think makes my book unique. And it's a personal story. I've made it as emotional as possible and kept it as raw and as fresh to the story as I could. And I've laid my heart out there, laid my heart on my sleeve. And I think that I hope that'll be of comfort to other people to feel that they're not alone the way they're feeling and they're not as isolated as they thought they were.
Was it just yourself that was looking after your mum, or did you have any support from any other family members or outside of your family circle?
It was me and my dad that cared for my mum. Come the latter time last year that we had carers part-time that helped in the house, and they came in to help before my mum went to hospital for the last 3 weeks of her life when she sadly passed. We had friends drop in, but it's very hard for people that don't have the knowledge that we do of the situation, and I think people struggle to make allowances for it or know how to behave or how to help, because if somebody's got a physical disability, like say if they're in a wheelchair or have a broken leg or something, people can see that quite easily and make allowances, and there are practical and easy ways to help. However, with somebody with a mental illness or with dementia, that because they can't see it, it's a lot harder for them to know how to react. So I think some people felt not scared, but didn't feel comfortable or didn't know the right words or how to act in that situation, which stopped. We had one or two people that were really, really good to us and kept in touch and were really positive. But I think Mum lost a lot of friends of a life when she contacted dementia, because people just sadly didn't know how to interact and stayed away rather than just trying their best, interacting and letting us help them keep in that friendship with my mum.
It's a very alien disease or a very alien thing that people experience. So if you've not come across anybody with dementia before, which, as in your mum's case, if it's early onset, it's quite possible that they haven't come across anybody before. It does make it particularly difficult, doesn't it, for other people to relate to them?
Yes, because if you haven't interacted with somebody with dementia, you're not sure what to expect, and I think you don't know how to handle things in the right way, or that you can exacerbate situations. When me and my dad tried just to keep things very calm, very loving and supportive for my mum. And if you can see that my mum was stressed, then that made a lot of people around her stressed at times, and that sadly didn't lead to some of the best situations. But you can tell people that you meet that are aware of dementia or have experienced it through somebody they know, and the way they handled my mum and dealt with my mum was superb.
So how does the book focus on the emotional side of caring for family carers then?
I talk a lot about my relationship. My mum was my best friend growing up. She gave everything for me and my brothers, and she put her life on hold for us. And then when you have that tight bond with your parents, to go from being the son that you depend on your mum for a lot of things, even as an adult, you still look up to your mum for advice and support. And then from that role changing from being a mum and a son to a carer and somebody with dementia, and trying to keep that mum-son relationship, but dealing with the transition to becoming their carer instead of them being your carer, is dealt with a lot in the book, and the emotions and going through that transition.
But You still had that unbreakable bond between you, hence the title of the book, presumably all the way through, did you?
Exactly, and the key thing about my mum was she lost a lot of ability to interact and to communicate and to hold a conversation, but the one thing she kept hold on to the end was the phrase, "I love you," and she would tell me that often. I think that she wanted nobody to forget before she passed that she loved us and that bond was never going to break.
Fantastic. I could imagine that there's a tendency to feel very down when you or somebody close to you has received a diagnosis of dementia. So how did you find hope in such an awkward and bad situation?
I started looking for, but the way I started to look for positives would change. And if you have big goals for what you want to achieve in a day or things, progress you want to see from somebody with dementia, that sadly they probably won't be able to meet those goals that you have for them, and that you so want them to become better that everything that's negative, it really impacts you. So that's the mentality that I was in when I started caring, but as I went along with caring, that I would, instead of trying to set goals, I would look and see what happened in the day, and then after the end of the day try and look at the positive things that happened instead of dwelling on the negative. So my mum smiled during the day, I would see that as a big positive. If she remembered something that she hadn't talked about before, or if she was more engaging, or if she conversationally was better or mobility was better, then I would see that as a positive rather than setting targets or hopes for the way I wanted my mum to act.
I think that's a great way of looking at it, because it is difficult when someone has dementia to be able to direct them in any way, because they just, as you well know, lose understanding of these things. So reacting rather than trying to be proactive and to push things seems to be a very sort of smart way to go about things, I would have thought.
Because my mum's favourite game was Scrabble growing up, and as dementia took hold, we still play the game regularly, but we changed the rules. So for instance, if my mum could think of a word, I'd help spell it out, or if it didn't quite fit on the board, I would change the letters around so it would fit, and you just adapt every day just to try and make their day the best it can be, and to make them smile and to make them safe.
Excellent. Okay, Adam, final question then for you. What one piece of advice would you give to someone who's in the position you were in of dealing with their loved one's dementia?
Don't close yourself off. Talk to people. Try and keep yourself in the world. It's so easy to disconnect and think that you're on your own and that you're the only one that has to deal with it. But I think it's important that you keep connected with people, all your friends, relations, try and keep up the content and ask for help. Never be too proud to ask for help. There's lots of people out there that do want to help you. Just don't think that you're on your own in this battle. And like I was talking about earlier, just try wherever you can to find the positives in every day, because if you look hard enough, there will be some in amongst everything that's going on.
Excellent. Superb advice, Adam. Well, thank you very much for joining us today and to sharing your thoughts on the book. It's a great read. If someone wants to get hold of it, where should they go?
Okay, they can get it on Amazon in ebook or paperback. They get it in Waterstones. Or if you go into any bookstore and you ask for Unbreakable Bond by Adam Sibley, they'll be able to order you in a copy. It's got its own ISBN, and any bookstore or library up and down the country can order it in for you.
Excellent. Okay, thanks again for joining us and talking with us today, Adam. We wish you every success with the book.
Thanks
a lot.
Thank you very much for having me.